Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my flanistas and my flanistos? Y'all know what time it is. It's time for another episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta Review. This will be episode 19, so I hope y'all are ready for that. You know, I'm going to let you know that my head is actually spinning with this episode. So much happened in this episode. This was actually an epic episode. So much happened that I just can't believe. So I'm not even going to waste time because I have a lot to talk about. I have a lot of opinions to give, and I definitely want your comments on my opinions. So let me just go ahead and get started, shall we? Remember, real quick, just hit me up. You know, my Twitter, at RealHotFresh. And also, what else I got? Instagram, at Zacchaeus, which is Z as in zebra, A-C-Q-I-U-S as in snake. And hit me up on Instagram, Facebook.com/RealHotFresh. Okay, I'll tell you more at the end of the review. But right now, let me get into this review. All right, I need a drink, y'all. All right, so as y'all remember, so the episode started, you know, back with Phaedra, Saul, Kenya, and Apollo, you know, talking by themselves. And basically, she just wanted to know what was going on and stuff. And, I think one of them had said, oh, you know, we're just trying to get things straightened out about, you know, everything that's went on. And, you know, we're just trying to, you know, see if we can still be friends and move past everything. Phaedra won't try to hear it because, see, for one thing, Phaedra, she's thinking like, okay, this is a woman who tried to break up my marriage. This is a woman who tried to take my man. This is a woman who didn't care if she slept with my husband or not. And here is my husband talking about, you want to be friends? You know, we're trying to work things out so we can be friends. So Phaedra, you know, she at this point, she wasn't feeling it. You know, she probably would have just lounged around, had a cocktail, talk, you know, chat and laugh with the girls. But when she saw her husband with, what she say, that more whore, then she just wasn't feeling it. So she exits, and, you know, she wanted to go off the bed. Now, Apollo was still there, you know, Nene and Portia, you know, they were like, Phaedra, where are you going? She was like, oh, you know, I ain't feeling it, you know, because she keeps being around my husband. I'm going to bed. Apollo was still there, you know, looking like just lost. You know, for one thing, Apollo was wrong. Okay, he knew his wife was upset. He knew. He ain't stupid, y'all. He knew that it wasn't a good look. You know, having your wife see you talking to the woman that she's not too fond of, and then you sitting there talking to him and, you know, talking to her in mid-public, you know. So she leaves, and he just sits there kind of like grinning and looking crazy, and it's like you don't go after your husband now. I mean, I'm sorry. I keep saying the wrong, not after your husband, go after your wife. You don't go after your wife. If it was the other way around, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say it was the other way around. And Apollo walked in on Phaedra talking to somebody that he expect, you know, something. And he gets mad and storms off. He would, you know what I'm saying? He would, like, the wife would have had to, you know, go, you know, leave with the husband. You know what I'm saying? Or because she didn't leave with the husband, then she would have been looked at kind of promiscuous. But his wife leaves. She's not happy. And he just sits there and continues to want to drink. Anyway. So, Portia and Nene, of all people, they had to talk to Apollo and be like, look, what's going on? This is not looking good. Your wife is upset. You need to go talk to her. They had to school him. So, just because they schooled him, then he goes and talks to her. He don't know in his own brain that, oh, you know, I might need to go talk to my wife. She left. She's kind of mad. Because he should be trying to look cool in front of the guys. But you know what? These are married guys, see, so they will understand. These ain't single guys like, oh, man, I wouldn't run out to her. You know, man, oh, you better be the man. You better stay here, yo. No, that type of schoolboy BS mentality, you don't have to worry about that because you are hanging with other men who are either married or engaged. So if you would have ran after your wife, nobody would have really talked about you. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so after NeNe and Portia had to talk to him, then he goes, you know, talk to Phaedra. But you know what? I would have rather he not even had win at all. Did y'all see what he did? So Phaedra's sitting on the stoop because she left her key. And he just like, oh, what's wrong? You know, you don't want to party. You don't want to have a good time. You're just mad or whatever. She's like, well, you know, I'm not really feeling Kenya, and I don't know why y'all talking. I just want to go to bed and pee and go to bed. And I'm locked out. He's like, well, I'm going to go back and party, you know. And he's like, well, are you going to get me a key? He's like, somebody else bring you a key. And I'm, you know, I don't know how, you know, I haven't read none of the comments on Twitter because, you know, I just been doing my thing lately. I've been very busy. But I know that there was a lot of women, and probably some men, who couldn't believe that Apollo did that. That's your wife. That is your wife. And you were leaving your wife there with no key to get into the hotel room. She's obviously upset. And she really has good reason to be upset. I mean, if somebody's coming on to your man, then you ain't going to feel too good about that. And then you know they're coming on to your man, and they make it. And they don't really seem to care that they're coming on to your man. And then your man don't really seem to know how to shut it down. Because he can really shut it down if he want to, but he's still, like, playing with it. You know, he keeps leaving the door open to let Kenya know, okay, yeah, you know, we can still flirt, you know, and talk and do this little circle dance that we do. But you won't shut this down. So your wife has every reason to feel the way she's feeling. But then you so ready to get back in the midst of things. He left her. Phaedra's face was everything. In a way, she probably felt like, wow, the tramp is winning. You know, so I'm his wife. I don't bear you two children. And now you going back to being at the atmosphere with her instead of coming with me. I couldn't believe it either, Phaedra. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I look at Apollo just like he's a fool. He's really childish. I don't know why he's married. I really don't. He don't need to be married. He's not ready to be married. He's still ready to just act a fool. He'll say he is. Yeah. Anyway, so the next day, Apollo, now he's trying to apologize. If I was Phaedra, I don't know. You know, he got to do more than a lily. Because then, even whenever she was talking to him, he still looked kind of like he didn't understand. Because Apollo, he didn't understand why, you know, he can't be friends with Kenya. Like, he don't really get it. And then, he was really confused. But meanwhile, Cynthia, she was talking to Kenya. You know, she wanted to know her version of what happened, you know, the night before. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, Kenya just like, oh, you know, I tried to talk to Apollo, and, you know, Phaedra came in looking all mad and whatever. Anyway, so, you know, it's just a mess. But I just feel really bad for, Phaedra, because I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, you got this chick that's after your husband, and it's like your husband, you know what I'm saying, Phaedra, she don't feel, she don't feel like, in other words, Apollo should have her back. You know, in a way, it's kind of like Kenya can, you know, kind of gloat in her face because it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, you saying all this, but guess what? He's still coming to see me. You know, that's not a good feeling. So that's crazy. But anyway, so Apollo, he know he did wrong. So now he's trying to surprise Phaedra with this little surprise party. That was nice. You know, everybody was there. They played pin the tail on the donkey and stuff like that. But then when did they finally hit the thing, hit the donkey, why are the condoms? And, you know, everybody was trying to figure out why are the condoms in the donkey, in the thing. Why were the condoms in the donkey? You know what I'm saying? They're all married people. Well, no, they're not all married people, but still, most of them are married people. Maybe they were all for Kenya. You know what I'm saying? That's what it could have been for. You know, she's single. Maybe they could have all been for Kenya. I don't know. But then it's like, you know, Candy got it there, and, you know, she said a few words for her girl, Phaedra. And then Apollo got her there, and he didn't really have anything to say about his wife. Now, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like nothing loving. Like, I don't know. Like, I think he's kind of airheadish. I mean, I know he got, I don't know about him. Like, does he really love Phaedra? Because, look. Okay, everybody, let's just think back over this season, okay? Remember whenever they did the what was it called? The baptism thing, I think, you know, for Mr. President, their child. Remember, you know the thing that Dwight threw together. Remember, Apollo, he was ashamed to dance with his wife. You know, she had to go dance with Dwight, or whoever she danced with. Then remember recently in the jungle, whenever they saw, I mean, not in the jungle, but in Mexico, whenever they all saw that big old snake, and you know what I'm saying, like, everybody was holding their wives and stuff. And remember, Phaedra said, Apollo, come hold me, or come walk beside me, or something. It's like she got to tell him what to do. I don't know. They're a peculiar couple. You know, I don't know. Like I said, I like Phaedra, but, you know, you got to be careful whenever, you know, you want to get with these guys that's supposed to be pretty and supposed to be tough, and that's kind of what attracts you. Because then, you know, you find out more. I mean, he don't really act husbandly to her, you know. It's like he'll save himself before he save her. You know, I don't know. That's just my observation. Y'all can disagree with me. I'm saying how I feel, okay? But anyway, so also in this crazy episode, 19 episode, just crazy. So Kenya, she tried to create another couple's night with questions. Now, everybody was already like, oh, here we go. You know what I'm saying? Because they remember how Nene couples night went, and it didn't go so well. So now here comes Kenya talking, oh, you know, I'm going to try to redo it or whatever. And then Peter's like, oh, why? Because you messed it up the first time, which I don't agree with that. Like I said, she didn't mess it up. You know, Nene messed it up. I don't know why they're taking up for Nene till this day. I don't know, but Kenya didn't really mess it up. But anyway, but the point is, so her first question was, you know, how do you like sex? Do you like it wild, or do you like rough sex, or do you like, you know, passionate sex or whatever? So then Portia gets up, and she was like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I like, how'd she say? I think she said she like it wild, I think. But then she said, like, older men, you know, they like it real romantic or whatever. You know, they just want to do it real slow. Why she say that for? She forgot she had some older men, Peter and Greg, sitting in the audience. Their feathers done got all ruffled. And then they're like, oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about, whatever. Then Nene, she gets into it. And she's like, oh, well, actually, you don't know what you're talking about because most you know, older men like it wild or whatever, so you can't judge nobody. So then Nene gets the question. Her question was, what annoys you? And then she starts saying, oh, you know, ignorant statements or ignorant people annoying me, talking about Portia. She's like, you know, you talking about older men only like sex, romantic, but that's not true. You need to know. So then, you know, now I understood Portia. She was talking from her experience. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, most of the time whenever people talk, they don't really talk in, like, you know, general, you know, like, thinking of everybody, you know, different standpoints. A lot of times they speak from their own standpoint. So she was just speaking from her standpoint. But Nene got all up in her grill and talking about, oh, you know, you need to watch it and you can't judge everybody and stop being so ignorant. And just kind of shut Portia down. And then Nene she said, and on Candy talking about how Candy had made a ignorant comment talking about that, you know, does Nene still get her cycle because she's about 50 years old. So Candy was like, why is she bringing this up? I love Candy faces, don't y'all? Her face is everything. She looking real, got her faces all twisted. But, you know, but Candy was on point. Because Candy said, well, you know, I just asked that, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know. I was just curious. And then Nene was like, well, you know, I'm 40, but I am young. And Candy, I don't know how old you are, really. She said, Nene said, I am 40. I'm young. And as you can see, I got no wrinkles. Why did Candy say, well, you know, you do get Botox? Y'all talking about somebody rewinding the DVR several times. My mouth was on the floor. Did y'all see Kenya? Kenya had to turn her head. No, Candy didn't say that. Oh, Nene get Botox. Was she right? Come on now. Now, I know y'all seen Nene face up close. She got more bumps than the Grand Canyon. I mean, she got on the heels and all. You talking about moisturizer? I don't know what she's using or what she put on her face. It's not working. She, you know what I'm saying? She plastered all that makeup. But then it's probably all that makeup. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all look at her in her interviews, she's trying to look like her face is so flawless. But her face got a lot of flaws on it. Yeah, it's that makeup. It's breaking her out. She looks horrible. Candy said, you get Botox. Oh, yeah. And then, you know what I'm saying? She got real offended on that. Anyway, and then, you know, and then Todd, you know, then, I mean, it was just a mess. Because then Todd cut in, and he was letting Nene know, you know, when you talk to somebody, and you know what I'm saying, you're trying to educate them, don't, how he said, like, don't down them, and which is right. Because Nene, she has a way of, like, when she get offended, she'll say what she want to say to you, and then she'll say, well, I don't care if it hurt your feelings. Because that's what she said. She said, what Nene said, she said, you know, if you don't like how I say it, then that's your problem. But see, no, that's your problem, because see, that means you're not inconsiderate. You're being inconsiderate. You're not considerate of other people's feelings. She can't just sit there and say, call people ignorant and think it's gonna be okay. Now, Portia didn't say nothing, but Candy let her know, look, I'm not ignorant by far, and I'm glad somebody let her know, because they need to let her know. And I'm glad that Todd stepped in for his woman. And if y'all notice, Candy was just looking at Todd like, oh, my hero. She loved that. She was eating that up. Then the other question was, what is considered cheating? Lawrence got that, and Lawrence was messy. But however, Lawrence was real messy. First of all, he said that he don't think that one night stands is cheating. You know what? I need to go back and look at the Twitter feeds, because I know a lot of y'all hit the floor. Is he serious? Okay, really, really, really. Okay, now really, what? Now this is. I don't even know if this is a sign of the times. This is just the sign of a Durham punk. Because you know what? Who is he to say that? A one-night stand? Really? Okay. I'm going to keep this moving, but I just got to say one more time. Really? Like, a one-night stand? Okay, you know what I'm saying? You in a relationship. Your spouse or whoever, your boyfriend, girlfriend, go have a one-night stand, and you okay with that? He is, because he said that the person he was dating had a one-night stand, and he's like, I did it too. But see, that's y'all problem. That's called open relationship, or what is it called? Open relationship, or something like that, you know, something crazy. Yeah, what's the point of having an open relationship and you're going to cheat? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and you're going to step out. You might as well not even be in a relationship. You might as well just be single and just have sex with people. Lawrence lost all his points with me on that. He lost all his points with me on that, and then he lost his points by trying to drag Phaedra and Apollo in. So what y'all think about it? And now Phaedra said, you know, if somebody cheat on her, then, you know, she's gone. Then Apollo talking about something where he sees nothing wrong with it as long as they use, you know, as long as they use condoms and protect themselves. What's wrong with him? Whew. Let me tell you something. I'm getting exhausted, and you know, and everybody, my review ain't even over. I still got some more to tell y'all about this crazy show. But what is wrong with these people? I'm like, are they? Is this how they really think, or is this just for Bravo? Because I'm thinking, wow, like, I'm still on Lawrence saying that he don't think a one night stand is cheating. What planet is that? And see, but it's not funny, because then a lot of people, they'll stop thinking like that. Or actually, they already think like that. You know, oh, well, you know, see, I had a one-night stand, but, you know, I ain't cheat, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. They'll rationalize it somehow. Anyway, Apollo, he sees nothing wrong with it, but I'm glad that there was at least some men with a brain there, because Peter and Todd highly disagreed with Apollo, you know, because they was like, you know, what's the point of me getting married if I feel like this woman is going to cheat? Yes, Kenya did say that nobody's perfect, so you never know who's going to cheat. That's true. But however, you know what I'm saying, but still, you don't want to, you know, you ain't looking for nobody to cheat. I mean, yeah, anybody could cheat, but it's like, it's not like you're going to give them like, okay, you know what I'm saying, you know, we're going to get married. If you cheat, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? No. That's kind of how, like, Apollo was saying, like, you know what I'm saying, we getting married, I love you, you know, you mine, I'm yours, but if you cheat, you know what I'm saying, just protect yourself, and we good. Y'all crazy. That's some new stuff. That's some new stuff. I can't even get down with that. Anyway, moving along, so then Kenya finally dismisses the guys or whatever. They go in the house or wherever they went to. And then, you know, she just wanted to kind of just, you know, have just the girls and, you know, just kind of make sure things was cool, because I think, like, this is their last night in Mexico, so now they're going to, you know, go home or whatever, the next, you know, tomorrow. So anyway, so, you know, so she just wanted, you know, make sure everything's clear. So she asked Nene, you know, about Marlo, and of course Nene clams up. She don't want to talk about Marlo at all, and she's like, you know, Kenya was like, that's not fair, which is true. And then Candy, in her interview, was she also said some true statements. She was like, you know what I'm saying, you know, whenever Nene, you know, whenever the focus is on somebody else, Nene's all in it. But then when it's on her, Nene want to, oh, I don't want to talk about that. Oh, no, we ain't talking about it. And she didn't talk about it. And see, because Kenya was just like, you know, if she's the problem, let me know, because I want to, you know, work it out or whatever. But Nene want to talk about Marlo, but that's crazy. What else happened? Then, of course, you know, Candy, I got everybody's name wrong, but y'all know who I'm talking about. Kenya, she went in on Phaedra, and, you know what I'm saying, just making sure that everything is cool or whatever. And then Phaedra just like, well, look, you know, I don't like you being around my husband. You know that. You keep doing it because, you know, the other night, I could have slapped the dog-ish out of you. So why she say that for? Here come Kenya. Oh, no, you ain't going to do that, and you ain't going to get the chance to do that. You know, so then they going back and forth. And then Portia butts in, and then she's telling Kenya that, you know what I'm saying, you don't know how it is to be married, so you can't really speak on a married situation. But then why Kenya, y'all already knew Kenya going to say, well, you don't know what it's not to be married either, because you were her beard, you were his beard, you were acting as a beard. Wow. Yeah, so it was a lot of hits and below the belts, even though, you know, Kenya said that she wanted her party to be a little bit different. I guess it was a little bit different, but they didn't actually get up and fight, you know, like they did in Nene, so it was a little bit different, but it was still hitting below the belt. But forget the ladies. Did y'all see what was going on with the men? Okay, first of all, Peter, you know, he was talking to Apollo, just trying to figure out, what is you doing? Like, what is you doing with your wife? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is going on with you and Kenya? Greg then puts Peter on notice about, you know, about, the masquerade ball, you know, how he was talking to Nene. Now, let me tell you something. He ain't talking to Nene. Nene was wrong. All Peter said was, now, if y'all remember, because, see, I noticed that these grown people on this show, they love to get things out of context and forget how things really went. All Peter said was, look, Nene, what you did wasn't cool, I'm ready to go. That's all he said. Nene loved to get up in somebody's face. She thinks just because she's a woman that she won't get hit by a man, which, you know what I'm saying? Now, there are some men who will hit her. Peter might not hit her, but that's why she do certain stuff, because she think ain't nobody going to touch her. Because why you up in somebody's face for one thing, and she always talking about somebody disrespecting and stuff. Well, you disrespecting your friend Cynthia. That's her husband. You all up in her husband's face checking him. You talking about he checking you? Well, you checking him. Let me tell you something. Don't give me all this BS. Like, oh, I'm a woman, and Peter shouldn't be in my face. Whatever. Let me tell you something. If you woman enough to all up in a man's face, then he man enough to be up in your face. Let me tell you something. He don't got to hit you. He don't got to hit you or nothing. I mean, he's not, to me, you know, I know domestic violence is at an all-time high because of how people, you know, people get hit and stuff. But look, everything is not domestic violence or whatever you want to call it. Look, she up in Peter's face. He ain't no punk. I feel like, you know, he or she up in his face. They up in each other's face. To me, they both wrong. She shouldn't be all up in somebody else's husband's face talking about some stuff. She needs to put on her grown woman panties and talk like a woman. Women don't get all up in men's face. She's talking about men getting in women's business. Well, women don't get all up in men's face talking to them like you some G. Okay, let me calm down because, you know, anyway, what else happened? So, you know what I'm saying? So then, you know, Greg and Peter, they all up in each other's face. Oh, yeah, man, you better ever get up, you know, he said, you better not ever get up in my wife's face again while I'm there. It's going to be problems. And Peter's like, well, she came to me. She said this. I'll say what I want to say next time. Then the ladies hear all this. They come in. What's going on, y'all? Then here come Nene. You know, so Peter just told Nene what was going on, what Greg had said. Then Nene get all up in Greg's face again, telling someone, well, yeah, you know, you did, you know what I'm saying, you said this and you said that and all this kind of mess like that. And then Nene tells Peter to what he needs to do is roll with the fellas and stay out of ladies' business. Now, Candy Stewart back there co-signing, because you remember Peter had got in her face, too, at the pillow talk. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, and then how it ended, y'all remember NeNe called Peter a B. For one thing, everybody just kind of stopped and just like, what? For one thing, that was very disrespectful. That was inappropriate. For one thing, y'all, I am not a Peter fan. I don't, you know what I'm saying, like back in the day, you know, how he used to kind of, you know, dominate or try to dominate Cynthia and stuff. I didn't like how he treated her. However, I will stick up for the right person. And Peter ain't doing nothing wrong. To me, I don't think Peter's doing nothing wrong. NeNe keeps saying, "Oh, Peter, you don't need to be in women's business. This is women's business." But guess what? If you don't want Peter or the other guys to be in women's business, then guess what you do, NeNe and the rest of y'all? Stop having couples night. Stop inviting the men in y'all stuff. Stop inviting them on trips. Stop inviting them to little get-togethers, and stop inviting them to couples night. My thing is this: how in the world can you have something like a pillow talk and couples night and all this silly mess that they're doing? And then whenever you ask questions, the men can't comment, the men can't say nothing. You got them right there in the atmosphere, in the environment where you're at. Why can't they comment? That's all I'm saying. You know, some of y'all may disagree with me. Maybe some of y'all just want the men to be there and not say nothing, but I think that's stupid. If that's the case, they don't have the men there. I mean, it's the Atlanta Housewives show. If that's the case, don't bring your husbands along on these little get-togethers where it may get catty or whatever. Because I don't think Peter's doing nothing wrong. Peter, he had an opinion. He's told NeNe, "I think that was wrong what you did." He was ready to go. What's wrong with that? That's not really getting in women's business. He was there. He saw what she did. Getting in women's business is, you know what I'm saying, like you heard what she did. But he was there. He saw what you did. He gave his opinion. He let NeNe, you always give your opinion on stuff. So how you going to – I just think it's wrong. I think it's wrong. And I am getting hyped. I'm getting hyped because I'm sick of NeNe. I'm sick of her. She's getting on my nerves. She's just so hypocritical. You know, she does things, but then when somebody do it, then she wants to talk about it. Then, but she do the same thing. She's been in a lot of people's business before, men business, other people been to women, stuff that don't even, stuff that she don't need to be in, but she's been in it. But then now she want to make Peter look, you know, she should never call him a B. She called him out his name. That wasn't right. It was wrong. I'm going to talk about her on my episode 20 review, too, because she's still going to be wrong. I'm sure of it. She ain't got no friends after a while. Marlo, she done got rid of her. And Cynthia better open her eyes, too. And Cynthia better look. NeNe ain't all that. She ain't all that. If y'all don't see that NeNe has changed since episode 1 when she had that wide nose across her face, then y'all ain't gonna never see it. She got that old nose looking like a puppet, and she can't even have breathe. That's how she talks and looks, funny. So y'all keep on liking NeNe. And now, I know a lot of people like NeNe, and you know what I'm saying, NeNe got fans and stuff, but y'all need, after this episode 19, let me tell you something. Now, if y'all didn't stop being NeNe, stop liking NeNe whenever she done told Cynthia about how to train her daughter, and then she stopped being Marlo's friend for no good reason, if y'all still like her after this episode, after this episode, then y'all just like any type of ratchetness, because NeNe is ratchet. She is not Hollywood. She is not of the elite. She ain't got no Oscars. She ain't got no Emmys. She probably don't even got a little Soul Train award. I mean, I don't know. She is Hollywood, real hood. Okay, yeah, I'm mad. All right, look, my review is over. Everybody, be sure to tune into my episode 20. I'm pretty sure NeNe doing something that's crazy, and I'm gonna go ahead on that puppet nose. All right, y'all, I'm your boy Z-Fly. Keep it real hot and fresh. Keep it locked. It's going to get hot next time. Remember, follow me on Twitter, @RealHotFresh. I'm out of here. I need a drink of water because NeNe, that troll done got me upset. All right, y'all, peace.